Self-love. My mommy always told me that self-love is the purest and most important kind of love. She told me that if I was able to love myself in this world, I would be able to do anything. Sometimes it can be hard, especially with this society's high standard of beauty. But she told me to always remember that I am beautiful. One day, before picture day at school, my mommy rubbed warm coconut oil in my hair and brushed it out into a big afro. She put two pink barrettes in the front of my hair and picked out a pink dress to match. Mommy smiled so big when she saw how pretty I looked before I left for the school bus. The line for picture day was so long. The girls all looked so beautiful in their pretty skirts, dresses, and fancy hairstyles. When it was almost my turn to get my picture taken, I felt someone tap me on my back. I turned around, and to my surprise, it was Samantha Baker. Samantha Baker was usually quiet, but when she had a question about something, she wouldn't hesitate to ask. "Amarita, why is your hair all over your head like that?" asked Samantha. My thoughts were racing through my head, but I could remember my mommy telling me exactly how to respond in moments like these. She would tell me not to get mad or offended, but to educate them instead. "It's called an afro. It literally defies gravity." "Pretty cool, huh?" I asked and walked away to take my picture. My mommy taught me that self-love should not be put in the same category as arrogance. Self-love isn't selfishness. It's something that you owe to yourself. We should all love ourselves unconditionally and learn to embrace our flaws. Flaws are really just differences that set us apart from everyone else and are nothing to be ashamed of. My mommy always said that self-love should be taught to children at the same time as the ABCs, so that they won't have to learn it later on in life. I will always love myself unconditionally, and you should too. It's the Amarita way.